by Duck Patterson. At Ladysmith Secondary School, at the end of a long hallway, there are a couple of classrooms with no desks, just chairs, and those are in a circle. There are other articles spread around the room, most of which are various art pieces created from cedar along with balls of wool and other wool items in various stages of weaving and knitting. These classrooms are the meeting place for the land and language students, teachers, and frequently, visitors who want to witness the program. Land-based learning typically uses an indigenized and environmentally focused approach to education by first recognizing the deep, physical, mental, and spiritual connection to the land. Language expresses a connection to the land through words, stories, and ceremonies, which describe the patterns of the seasons, important places, cultural and spiritual values, as well as teachings from a community's elders. At LSS, the Land and Language Program works annually with a program called Networks of Inquiry and Indigenous Education, which is a voluntary network of inquiry-based schools and school districts in BC, with partner networks around the world. For the past few years, our Land and Language Program has brought Indigenous elders into the school, said Stephen Epp, principal of LSS. When NOIIE found out about what we were doing, they asked if we could be one of the spotlight schools for the province, for their upcoming international symposium. The school and program were featured in a 5-minute video, which Epp said featured all the good things we are doing around cultural teachings and Coast Salish teachings. We have been bringing elders into the school to share teachings and culture with the students and staff for a few years now. This year we've had 4 different groups and around 10 elders come to the school. We've sat in circle and discussed preparations for the upcoming elders conference that will be at the school in June. The conference is to look at ways that we can bring back Coast Salish cultural teachings to our students and engage them in cultural aspects in the school. When the elders come to the school, Epp said, they sit in a circle surrounded by the students and staff. They are more witnesses to what the elders are speaking about, and the first bit has been to learn more about how we can run the elders conference and about protocols. We discuss some of the teachings we want to share, but it's basically to listen and learn the culture and traditions. Epp said the Land and Language Program at LSS is a one-of-a-kind program within the district that students leave with academic credits. Our program is unique from the rest of the district, as the students sign up for multiple courses within the program, Epp said. It's teaching the students the traditional language, Hulkuminam, they're taught hands-on cultural activities, they learn from elder in residence, Utastana, T, along with 4 others. They try and bring back some of the Coast Salish teachings to the students. Those students then help guide the school in some of the cultural activities we have here, as well as teach staff and other students the culture, Epp said. They are very strong youth leaders within the building, and they have a very strong understanding of the teachings. A lot of it is about the story and can you tell the story back. It's a real warm and comforting and safe space for our students to go and learn, and in a good way. The Elders Conference at LSS is set for June 5th, and the next day there will be Tuksastumsh. The elders will be discussing their own agenda, and Epp said that staff will also be able to stop in and watch and listen. The Elders Conference is an opportunity for students to sit in and listen to the elders, who are from around the district, Epp said. The next day, June 6th, will be Tuksastumsh, a Hulkuminam language celebration. This is an event where there are students from around the district attending, and it's all in the LSS gym. There are stories and songs, and the event is all in Hulkuminam. One of our groups is doing a play in the language, and there are elementary students in attendance, and they will be singing songs in Hulkuminam, he said. There are other schools from the district and outside the district that have indicated that they might be in attendance. Epp said a lot of different people come to observe. We've had schools from Cowichan here, we've had a group from the Yukon come and see the program, and even from Australia, who were looking at 13 different programs worldwide, and they reached out to us to have a conversation. Just a few weeks ago, we had a gentleman from Texas come in to study the program and see how we're trying to bring back the Coast Salish teachings. The Land and Language Program has a website, and a lot of the interest has been drawn from that. We have done some work with Shemanis Carver, John Marston, and his work is known all over the world, and he's a great supporter of the program, and his work in the school is eye-catching, and it speaks totally of the program, EPSED. The program is open for any students at LSS and has Indigenous and non-Indigenous students participating. The recognition and the video that Networks of Inquiry did was shown at the International Symposium. The symposium was an avenue that many educators could attend in person or virtually and learn from others, so that exposure is invaluable. Epp said, the feedback we got back about the school and the program was amazing. To be there and be part of it and listen to others about what we're doing was so rewarding. We're so excited and honored to be able to hold an elders event, here at LSS. To sit in circle and witness and learn, that is really the goal, Epp said. Bill Taylor is also involved in the program's delivery. We were talking with a Shemanis elder and he was worried about the young people today not learning or hearing about their culture, he said. He talked about a gathering of people that are culturally active, in the big house, those people who can pass on those teachings, and so we're having the gathering here at LSS. It's about the elders telling the stories, living the culture, and it's about passing that one in hope that the young people will pick it up, and then it's hugely important about keeping the Coast Salish culture and teachings alive.